doing really well. You know, I've been working hard on my practice sport. Been running, keeping fit, you know, keeping mentally fit, Chris. So hopefully you can push on where I, well, not where I left off, because my last game I played, I lost, but I actually played quite well. And young Michael just played a little bit better, and there wasn't much between us. So, you know, I'm not disappointed as such with how I played, but disappointed at losing. I've worked real hard, so hopefully I can push on and move on those rankings.
I know you've spent time in the top 10, you've spent time in the top 16, and you know that's where you deserve to be. Has it been the hard work that, you know, what do you believe that the hard work is what's needed to make sure you get back up there?
Yes, definitely. Yeah, you're not going to climb the ranks if you don't work hard at it.
Yeah.
That's the thing. You know, and it's not that I've not worked hard while I slipped down. You know, it becomes really tough when you're defending money, and, you know, I mean, I was defending £9,000 last year in the when we had the Edinburgh Masters, and I couldn't go to Wigan and defend it because I wanted to play in the Masters, and so that's £9,000 bang straight off of my rankings.
Mm.
So, you know, if I could have gone and defended, you know, say £5,000 worth of that. Had I hit my double against Gary Anderson in the beginning of the year in the first Euro Tour, that's another £17,000 on my rankings. That'd be me up near the top 10. So, you know, you've got to look at different scenarios and not beat yourself up because you've lost matches, but you've got to look at why. You know, there's always other avenues as to why you lose money off your rankings other than just playing bad and losing. You know, so it's not something that bothers me, let's put it that way. I mean, I'm quite confident with my own form and my own ability of climbing back up through the rankings.
Excellent.
I'm not looking to be outside the top 16 for very long. It might only be for 2 weeks, because I might well be back up there after this weekend.
And looking ahead to the weekend specifically, then I suppose that's a clear goal for you. You're confident that, you know, you're confident of enjoying success in Germany, a place where you've done well and seen off quite a fan base.
I'm always confident, Chris, of enjoying success. You know, always. Mm. I never go to a pill tour or a European tour or a TV event in any ever, you know, in any other frame of mind. I've just got some new barrels from Cosmo, and what they sent over from Japan, with a slightly different grip on them, and I'm loving them. So I've only been playing with them for 2 days, and, you know, so I'm really looking forward to putting them out there and you know, picking my wits, if you like, against the or pitting my wits against the, you know, the best top players in the world with some new equipment.
Yeah.
So we'll see. We shall see. I mean, I never go into any tournament in any other frame of mind, because otherwise you might as well stay at home.
You have quite a good relationship with the German crowds as well, so you're looking forward to continuing that one.
Yeah, I love them out there, because, do you know what, whether they cheer you or boo you, it doesn't matter.
Mm.
They love their darts, and, you know, one crowd will warm to you and love you, and another crowd will boo you and not hate you, but, you know, would rather boo you. But as soon as that winning double goes in, they appreciate the game, and, you know, they'll clap and cheer you, and they're brilliant, actually, these German fans. I think they're great, and to do a few of them over in England, really.